The KCIS Ministry of the Month.
And for April, the KCIS Ministry of the Month is Love Worth Finding featuring Adrian Rogers. You can hear Love Worth Finding with Adrian weekday mornings at 6 and Sunday mornings at 8:30. Right now, a little bit from a recent broadcast in which Adrian Rogers is discussing the subject of grace and telling the story of John Newton, who wrote the song Amazing Grace.
We're in a series of messages from the book of Titus dealing with God's amazing grace. In the 1600s, there was a preacher named John Newton who preached. He also wrote a song, and I think every one of us have sung that song. Amazing grace! How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. John Newton, as a little boy, had a godly mother and a wicked father. His mother died when he was 6. His father was a sailor who sailed in the Mediterranean. And when John Newton was 11 years of age, he went to sea to be a sailor. His father was a wicked man, and Newton took after his father's way. He lived in the depth of sin and debauchery. After a while, John Newton got into the slave trade. He became a slaver, buying and selling human beings. And he went down, 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 down into sin. He got so low that he became a slave of slaves. For 2 years, he ate table scraps on the floor that his mistress, who owned him, would toss to him on the floor. That's how low this man got. Living in vileness, living in wickedness, John Newton. There were some sailors aboard a ship that had a concern for the young man and gave him a book to read by Thomas A. Kempis called The Imitation of Christ. He began to read it, partly out of interest and partly as a jest, but it began to work on his heart. While they were at sea, there came a violent storm. He thought the ship was going to sink. He feared for his life. And then a great wave came and washed him overboard. He thought the end had come. He cried out, "Oh Lord, help!" And another wave came and washed him back on board. That was all it took for John Newton. And John Newton got saved. I mean S-A-V-E-D, saved. And do you know what saved him? God's amazing grace. And he was the one who wrote this song, Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. And when he said that, that wasn't rhetoric, he meant it. That saved a wretch like me. I once was blind. Now, by the grace of God, I can see. I believe it may have been the scripture that we're reading today that encouraged John Newton to write what he wrote. Look at verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us, that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people.
The April Ministry of the Month, Love Worth Finding, featuring Adrian Rogers. Hear the program weekday mornings at 6 and Sunday mornings at 8:30 here on KCIS.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month.